Recorded Books presents Suspicious Minds by David Mark. Narrated by Amy Scanlon. From Emily Dickinson. Much madness is divinest sense to a discerning eye. Much sense the starkest madness. 'Tis the majority. In this, as all prevail, assent, and you are sane. Demure, you're straightway dangerous. And handled with a chain. Proverb: love is a thing full of anxious fears. Prologue. The little stretch of woodland had seemed pretty in the beginning. A touch eerie, of course, as all forests should be, but it had still shone with that certain loveliness. Enchanting. That was the word. In its embrace, Betsy had felt herself become a fairy tale. The rustling of leaves was a soft applause, the gurgle of the river a quiet lullaby. The scent of honeysuckle and splintered wood hung in the air, thick as honey. The long grasses touched her bare ankles. Dragonflies and songbirds whispered and sung their soporific lullabies, told her to lay down upon the soft, dew-gilded earth. She had flowed into the forest's embrace as if falling into an illustration in a picture book. Betsy, or Lizzie, as she had still been then, had felt sure that any passing bears would be kindly souls, great affable lumps painted in scrumptious chocolate brown, had no idea that the red squirrels would chatter in the treetops like dog toys, bright-eyed, coquettishly hugging luxurious tails. She could have conjured up a perfect gingerbread cottage for herself, given time. Could have thought her way inside a red, hooded cape. By the time she left, she had been looking for a trail of breadcrumbs. Later, Betsy had hoped they might perhaps picnic here. She and Jude, pleasure al fresco. It didn't matter that this was where his last real lover had died. It was their place now. Theirs. She saw a tartan blanket, a thermos of tea, triangular sandwiches packed in opaque Tupperware, all plucked from a wicker hamper. She visualized him, leaning against the old beech tree, both arms around her like lengths of tarred rope, telling her the names of plants and plucking stray twigs and silvery catkins from her hair. She saw herself barefoot, dirty-kneed in a ragamuffin dress, a tartan shawl pinned with a spring of holly. Fantasy, of course. But one of her best. "Sweet chestnut," he said, slapping a random trunk tree. "This one's ash. The brambles have bound their branches. They're holding hands, look. And up there, that bracket of mushrooms. They can cure sore throats. Taste okay, too. Nice in a stir fry. They tend to explode if you let the fat get too hot. But I like a meal that offers an element of danger. Come back, Liz. Liz, oh, for God's sake. Betsy!" The words come from within her. A chorus of voices, each gasping as if running out of air. She registers pain suddenly. Pain and loss and fear. There's a fire in her gut. Bees swarming inside her skull. She can taste blood. Raw liver and old coins. Her gorge rises, and now she realizes that she is moving. Step, step, crunch, crunch. Her stumbling footsteps a chomp of molar upon stone. And the woodland, the place they had called the Dingle, not in her memory, but here, now, there, up and down, in front and behind. She is a captive. She is being shepherded to the place where she will die. "Slow it down. I don't know why you're in such a rush. There's nothing good up there ahead of you." Betsy emerges back into her own dreadful reality. Registers the sound of a voice, loud as a breaking bone. Knows herself suddenly through the throb of pain and the screeching of fear in her head. Elizabeth Sahavi, 34, a size 12 before lunch and 14 after. Pretty once you get past the scowl. Professional dabbler, mother of none. Mad, bonkers, off her fucking head. Lizzie all her life. Betsy these past few months. Happy months, mostly. Happier than the years that came before with Jay and Anya. And the feeling...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?